The shame of the family.
If George decided to do a 7, 8, 9, would you do it?
He talked about doing a 7, 8, 9. You know when I first did this? It was 4 trilogies. 12 movies. I'm out on the desert. There's big time between setups because of whatever. You know, the robots are... Can you imagine robots rolling mechanically oiled on sand in the desert? That's the kind of stuff you don't really know. We should prepare for this. So they're digging out sand and putting planks and lowering the camera so that you can't see. He's on wood instead of sand. Lots of free time. And George was talking about this whole, I'm listening to this thing. Because I said, why are you starting at 4, 5, 6? It's crazy. Oh, well, that's the most commercial section of the movie. I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah, he said the first one's darker, the first trilogy is darker and more serious. And the impression I got, he said, how'd you like to be in, let's see, what is it? How'd you like to be in episode 9? I said, this is 1976. So, when's that going to be? Like, 2011. I defy anyone to add like 36 years to their lives and not be stunned. Even an 8-year-old is like, no! So I'm doing the math, figuring out how old I'll be, and I think he loves the idea. He wants to be. I said, well, what do you want me to do? He goes, well, it'll just be like a cameo. You'll be like, you know, Obi-Wan handing lightsaber down to the next New Hope. And I'm thinking, I love the guy. If he wanted me to do light yard work at his house, I'd be out flipping the hedges. So I went, sure. But, like, I don't know that. I thought he just realized that he's going to be doing the rest of his life and he'd rather not do that. Although somebody just told me today, hey, they're doing 7, 8, 9.
Or a TV series.
Not
really.
TV series, yeah.
Well, you know, see, the thing is, on one hand, the way I look at it is there was a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it's over. Even though it's never over. But for me, it's over. But what will happen is like these fans will come up and make really compelling cases. They go, but you just became a Jedi. Now what happens? It's like telling the story of how 007 got his license to kill and then not telling any stories. So I said, wow, I wish my agent had this much passion. You really want me to do these stories. And, you know, I loved it all. I really did. But I never, in my mind, ever thought it would be something I'd be talking about this long. And I also prepared for the new crew coming in, because we were doing the last one, and it's really like the last semester of school. You're cleaning out your locker. Well, we'll stay in touch. And of course, you never see these people again. But I'm thinking, what's it going to be like when I see all these new people coming in doing, you know, because people get really possessive. You know, that's my lightsaber. Han Solo doesn't have a lightsaber. He's got a Wookiee. And Harrison was that way. That's my Wookiee. You know, and everybody's got territory. It's so baby town. But, so I'm thinking, and I thought they were going to do it like 5 years after we finished, not 34 years. What is it now? Not about waiting until I'm in my early 70s. So anyway, but I thought it would be much more difficult than it was. Because I thought it'd be like watching a bunch of strangers like rifle through your toy box. You know, hey, that's mine. But instead, they waited long enough so that it's like a whole fresh start. And these movies stand on their own, the early ones, because they're prequels. They don't rely on the later ones. And it's like just a whole new deal. What's exciting to see is the amount of autonomy George has to do what he wants to do, instead of having to compromise all the way down the line. I remember the memos from 20th Century Fox. Can you put a pair of the later hosen on the Wookiee? Yeah, they look at all this footage and that's all they can think of is this character has no pants on. That was it. And they had big fights about this back and forth. They did sketches of him in like culottes and baggy surfer shorts. I said, that's so stupid. But that's the kind of big grown-up arguments they would get into. But even the arguments were fun, see? They didn't want to have wars in the title. Well, our demographics show that women from the ages of 18 to 36 do not like films with the word wars in the title. And 18% of the population believes this is somehow a behind-the-scenes story of Liz Taylor and Richard Burton. See, I'm not making this up. That was like a real memo. So we had a contest. Name the movie, and we put it up on the call sheet board. Anybody that could come up with a better title than Star Wars, you know, when if they won and their title was selected, they win something. I forget. And you know, nobody came up with anything better. So, yeah.
Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you.